Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Welcome, and thank you for joining us, everyone. Thank you for joining us, star beings. Thank you for your presence. Alia karela kelekia oya ningala kelekelekia ali kelekelekia ronikaya. We are here to lift many hearts, they say. Heavy hearts. We can feel sadness in a lot of people. The frequency of loss, of fear. Loss of the past and fear of the future. And together they create sadness. That sounds about right to me. I know that I have a lot of fears of the future right now, or I have them often, and then I do my best to release them and focus on what is right now. And there are many, many people living through loss. So what do you want to tell us about relieving sadness, about releasing loss and fear of the future, loss of the past, fear of the future? We talked about this some last week, somewhat, about the moment between the old and the new. Today we specifically want to do some light work to release and relieve the emotional impact of living in that moment. Some of you have made bold new decisions or are making bold new decisions. And those decisions have consequences for you emotionally even before you begin to act on them, or as you begin to act on them, before they are fully realized, we would say. Before the full impact of the decision can be felt, before you get the rewards, you already encounter the costs of the decision. In changing your life in some way, there is inevitably a choice point. What happens is your priorities change. Perhaps you chose before to stay in the safe relationships of the past, to try to fulfill a role that no longer fits you, because you wanted to see yourself as the best person you could be. And now? Now something new is calling you. Something new has arrived in your field, has arrived in your mind. The possibility of something new could be striking out on your own. It could be making a new way to make a living. It could be moving to a new place or simply changing your priority and making your inner life more of a priority. Making yourself the priority over others, over giving to others. As you go through life, your roles change, and the moments when the priority needs to be someone else, the needs of others are the priority, those moments also change and move on. Some people don't notice the difference. They don't realize those people no longer need you in that role. Sometimes people think they need you in a role that they don't really need you in, and it can stifle or suffocate you. Or you simply can't live up to their expectations anymore because there's something else you need to do. And what do we do in those situations? The next great thing is coming. That's what we want everyone to know. The next great thing is just ahead of you. It is really arriving. You are in the process of creating it. You have started to manifest whatever it is that is going to be the next great thing in your life. Even if you don't know what it is, so some people know that they're making something new or making a radical decision, and other people seem to just be going on with their lives as they have been. But maybe they've lived through a loss, the loss of someone close to them, for instance. Is everyone creating some great new thing? That doesn't seem to be the way I see the earth. It's showing me the earth kind of trembling like an earthquake. They're also showing me the wars going on in certain parts of the earth. Look at the enormous changes in the world, even at a political level, as a national level. Change is the theme. Look at the enormous changes you've been through in the last 2 years from the pandemic. Look at the enormous changes it's made in many, many, many lives. The numbers of people who have left the earth, the people who still have to survive on the earth and live a fulfilling life, even if they've lost someone who is very important to them. Change and newness, these are super important right now, super themes, like overarching enormous themes. And human beings have a tremendous inbuilt learned fear. We would say learned from centuries, from millennia of lifetimes, thousands of years, thousands of lives, so that it has become as though it were their true nature to fear change. But it is not. It is not your true nature to fear change. Okay, so how can you help us release the grief of the past or the sadness we feel about the past and create the new without fear? Because fear of change can cause us to fear our own success as well. And that could limit our success, couldn't it? Exactly so. Exactly. If you fear change, it limits what you can do in your life. Okay, star beings. But now what? So we can kind of see that many of us can identify with some sadness at letting go of something. Maybe just the way we have lived in our lives, maybe just allowing ourselves to change means letting go of an old identity or something that we had based our lives upon, our self-worth upon. Here we are. Okay. Take a deep breath. Go down into your heart. In your heart, there's a golden white light. This golden white light is you. It is your source field, your pure divine essence, the real you. It is not afraid of change because it is the creator of change. It is your inner creator. Your aspect of the great creator, the original, the prime creator, the source. And as this energy is source energy that has created you and continues to create your life, its very nature is change. But a lot of people say the source never changes. Every new creation marks a change in the energy field of the source, in the energy of the source, because everything is made of source energy. So each time something new and different is created with that energy, even if it's just a new human baby, a tiny new little fish, a bird, a new plant growing out of the earth, or if it's a new invention, a new creation of the human mind expressing the source, whatever is new changes inevitably the field of the source. So the source, as energy in constant motion, is in constant change. Constant recreation of itself. It is both constant and it is changing. It is both constant and constantly changing. The change is continuous. The nature of the energy is constant. So the product, the result, is constant change, but the source, the material used to create that new, whatever it is, in physical form, material form, or even in energy form, is the same source energy, immutable. That is correct. Energy of the source. Energy works as energy always has worked. Its principles do not change. The results of its creation change. Wow. So is there something in us that never changes and something that would help us to feel grounded or more stable, more secure? Really, we're talking about security, aren't we? That's what people feel when they are in the process of making a change. They feel insecure about letting go of the old, don't they? And the fear of the future is really the fear of the outcome. That's insecurity as well. So is there something immutable in us and something else that is constantly changing? As above, so below. As within, so without. Of course. Your source energy, the source field in your heart, that golden white light we want you to feel and picture if you can. Calling it forth so that as many as possible can feel the warmth or the movement, the vibration in their heart. In your heart chakra, we're talking about here, not your physical heart. We're not talking about heart palpitations. Let yourself rest in that energy for a bit. Let your mind drift down into that energy and rest there. Rest your attention. Let that energy hold you. Let it hold your heart. Let it hold your mind. Let it hold your body. Let it expand to hold all of you. And know this energy is immutable. This is you, the eternal you. This is your divine nature. This is your divine truth. This is your divine essence. This is your divine self. This is source in you as you, acting as you and acting through you to create all the beautiful things that you desire. So it's really the source creating through us, but we're asked to direct the energy into, we're asked to choose, to make the decisions about what we're going to create. I know some people get really overwhelmed by that decision. I know that I do sometimes. I have in the past. Who am I to direct source energy? That is the subconscious message that, or even the conscious message that many people carry. Who am I? Because they're afraid to accept their real responsibility, their real identity. If they know and accept that they are the source in human form acting, the source acting through them as them. That's their true essence. They feel responsible to be the source, the creator of all creation. And that is not the truth. No one expects you to be responsible for the creation of others around you, for coordinating all the creation, for running the universe. You're fortunate if you can control your own personal creations. And that is perfectly fine. That is perfectly enough. That is all that is ever asked of you. Do your best. Direct your energy. Choose according to joy. We want to help you learn to make better choices. And that is the next thing we're going to be teaching about. You're referring to the next course after the truth of success and failure. It's going to be decision-making. They've told me they're going to be teaching about decision-making. Exactly. Making wise decisions is something that so many people are afraid to do, afraid they can't do. The fear of choosing wrong, of choosing something that leads to disaster, that leads to death, that leads to failure. That is an enormous fear that has to be released so that you can tell what really will make you, so you can feel the heart, feel what's going to make you happy, and feel what is going to be best. What is going to be best? When you say that, does that mean best for us, best for all? Are they the same thing? They don't always seem like the same thing. Sometimes they seem in conflict. Sometimes people tell us that what is best for us, what we've chosen, makes them feel bad, is bad for them. Okay, so they're showing me these lines of energy, all kind of like vines that are wrapped around each other and intertwined, and like roots of plants grown together. That's what they're saying. Sometimes the energetic roots of human beings who have spent time together, who have taken on roles with one another, get so entwined that it feels very hard and painful to separate them. Sometimes one person wants to hang on to that role, their role, or wants the other person to hold on to their, to that person's role, the other person's role. so that they don't have to change. And all these intertwined roots of energy, when they no longer correspond to what is useful and helpful and healthy and expansive and supportive for both people in the relationship. And by that we refer not just to personal relationships, couple relationships, can be parents and children, can be coworkers, it can be employers and employees, it can be anyone, governments and the public, people who have been chosen and now are being unchosen. So what were you saying about that? If the relationship no longer supports the needs of both for growth and expansion, for security, for love, for prosperity, for order and safety, whatever purpose that particular relationship served, if the two parties are no longer aligned in their needs, then the relationship can't fulfill those purposes, and then it's okay. It's always okay to choose something else. It is what you desire. You can choose it. You may or may not find the outcome to be what you expected. And this frightens people because they don't know what the outcome is going to be. That's the truth. It does frighten us, doesn't it? Outcomes! Ah. Sometimes we fear success, don't we? As much as we fear failure. That is a huge and erroneous fear of human beings that we would like to erase right now. Well, that's someone very different speaking. There are many races of star beings, many nations represented amongst us. They carry different frequencies of energy, different voices, different languages, and different priorities. Some are more forceful, more strong, more uplifting, more assertive. Others are more gentle, light, more about caring and comforting. Sometimes the strong ones are needed because their job is not to comfort, but to carry, to assist in doing the hard, heavy lifting. That's what they're here for. Let's explode that myth right now about the outcome of success being dangerous, that you can be hurt by your own success. It's a fear of change, because change involves leaving something behind. If you allow yourself to succeed in something new, it means automatically that you're making a change. Many people are afraid they'll simply fall into an abyss in the middle, you know, between the old and the new. Or that if they are successful, what are some of the fears about success that we carry? Perhaps the biggest is that you will die, that others will be jealous, that someone will kill you, that you will become the victim of those who wish they were successful. This is based on lifetimes of experience where wars were started to try to take things from people who were successful, or someone could be murdered, or somebody could be kidnapped. And that is not without precedent here in this lifetime. That has occurred. Okay? So how are we to not fear it? Because it's not really your success that's causing that reaction. It's whatever is going on in the other people. You can be successful and you can be safe. That's what I want to know. Can we really be successful and secure? If you don't base your security on only what you know, have known so far in this lifetime, your security is based in the energy flowing through your heart and through your being and creating on your behalf and through you. That is security. And that security carries you into your new position, your new success, your new adventure. whether you're launching out on your own or you're starting a new family, whatever the new adventure is, you're creating a new way to connect with other human beings. Every creation includes ways to connect with other human beings. So you're creating new ways in your life for you to connect with other human beings, and you're leaving behind some ways that you used to connect with human beings. Maybe you connect with them less frequently. Maybe you don't leave them behind forever. But as you move into the new, some of the old changes and some of it fades away, because the people who are not accompanying you into the new also have lives and choices and also need to put their attention on those. So as both parties in any relationship, in any situation, put their attention on what is new, the old structures don't have the energy to keep them running anymore, to keep them going. The old templates dissolve, you could say. The energetic template of any life situation depends on at least one human being putting their energy into it. And the more that put their energy into it, the more complex and variable it can be. But if everyone removes their energy from it, then the template is no longer useful and it dissolves until someone else creates something similar, but it won't be the same. Okay. All right, so I think we need something to dissolve the fear of success and dissolve the fear of failure. The two fears about the future. Because what else is there? Success, failure. Let's take failure out of the equation first, because that, it's like a shadow. It's like something that isn't real. It's not solid. It's a judgment you place on yourself and your activities. We want you to go into your heart, into that white light, into that yellow, golden white light. Bring in some pink light for support. And we want you to place an image of your failure in front of you, whatever it looks like to you. Whether it's an image of yourself or looking sad or whatever, some sort of image, just an outline of what you're afraid of, the outcome that you're afraid of, that you know you're afraid of, which is failing. And now we're going to bring in light language, and we want you to just watch it dissolve. You can help by shining a beam of white light down upon that to dissolve it. It might shrink, it might get smaller. It might simply dissipate like a shadow when you shine the light on it. And any fear you feel in your stomach or any other part of your body, when you think of that, just pull it out, just like with your hand, like you're pulling something out, and release it, release it, release it. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. We're shining the white light in wherever there was fear. Adikaya, adikaya. And what about the fear of success? Is that a topic for today, or is that another topic? We're going to leave you with a shining image of success that leaves no room for doubt, no room for fear that you could suffer from your own success. Create another image if you can. Go down into your heart and see some image of what you want. Some image of what you'd like. Just use your imagination. Anything that represents your success in your new endeavor, whether that's getting to know your true self better, or creating a new way of making a living, or buying a new home, or striking out on your own and being independent, or creating a new relationship, having a new child, whatever you wish to create, just allow yourself to have a symbol of yourself already having that, a vision of yourself with that in your life. successful, already successful. And now we're going to pour the white light into that image to strengthen it, to make it more solid and more beautiful and more immutable. Take a deep breath, blow it out, and just say, I allow, I allow, I allow. I remove all resistance. I release and remove all resistance. I release and remove all resistance. I accept, I accept, I accept my success. I deserve, I deserve, I deserve my success. Thank you, thank you, thank you for my success. You are all creating successfully. Don't even think about it. Don't even worry about it. There is no failure. There is no failure, period. There is no failure. What you are creating is more and more and more success. New successes, different kinds of successes. Successes that look and feel different than the old ones, but all success. All success, all success, all joy, all success, all love, all freedom, all grace, all abundance, all prosperity, all ease and grace and abundance of flow to you, through you, and as you now and forever. Amen. 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 Thank you, Star Beings, for that beautiful blessing. Thank you, everyone, for listening, for participating, for receiving. Thank you for your new creations and your new life. Until next time, this is Susan Rensberger in La Cumbre, Argentina, sending you love, light, and life blessings. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the Star Beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you've received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.